Earlier this year on the program, we spoke with Jumai Nachi. Nachi is one of the most heartbreaking cases we've seen of harm caused by these shots that they're trying to force into everybody. Nachi got the shot in order to keep her hospital job. Instead, the same hospital that forced her to get the shot ended up amputating both of her legs after her entire body was riddled with nearly fatal blood clots. Jumai Nachi's life has been completely destroyed. But Congress gave all the big pharma companies blanket immunity for the damage caused by their vaccines. So thanks to Congress, there's no chance that she'll ever be able to hold Pfizer accountable. Or is there? Paul Sheridan thinks so. He points out that the PrEP Act lists willful misconduct as a justification for voiding liability immunity. He believes that we, between secret gain-of-function research, Operation Warp Speed, the suppression of alternative treatments like ivermectin, the rush to get the emergency approval of the vaccines, and the trampling of informed consent, are well past the point of willful misconduct. Paul Sheridan also got a degree from Cornell, Anthony Fauci's alma mater, so he's been following his slimy behavior as far back as the 1980s when he was mangling the response to HIV/AIDS. As we discussed with RFK Jr. last week, Sheridan joins us now. Paul, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we've seen so many injuries, so many senseless deaths now. It's unprecedented, the damage that this shot has done in just 11 months. Athletes, young people, healthy people, babies, they're dying, and we know why. So have we reached the point where those mandating these injections are now complicit in a crime?
We're far beyond, in my opinion, and I've had a lot of legal experience with product liability, and that's why I mentioned it to your staff. I've been in courtrooms all the way up to the Supreme Court of the United States, and the issue of willful misconduct is more than covered with evidence that's already in the public domain. In my opinion, we are well into criminal conduct, so we have the issue of voiding the liability immunity provision. We're way beyond having that voided with the evidence that's already in the public domain. That's my sincere opinion.
So what do people do?
Well, what we need to do is we need to establish that Pfizer in particular, because that's relevant to Jumai Nachi and Philip Nachi, we need to establish that the defendants, which I've listed in a letter to a very high-level lawyer in the United States, that those defendants were in fact indulging and engaging in willful misconduct. And in some cases, some of those defendants are in fact guilty of crimes. So we're far beyond what we need to wipe out the protections that Ronald Reagan signed into law in 1986. We're way beyond that.
And I think people need to understand also that we don't necessarily need attorneys in order to end this. I think people have been lulled to sleep. They've been lied to for such a long period of time. They just don't know where the lies end and the truth begins. The media, the government, the lawyers, all liars. And it's time that you start studying the people out here, the viewers, and understand that your inherent God-given rights make these people your servants. Elected representatives are really just one step above slaves. Really, I mean that. We the people are the government. Get familiar with your state's constitution. They didn't teach this to you in school. They're not going to teach it to your kids. And that's absolutely intentional. It's by design. Do you agree?
Yes, I do. And one of the problems I've run into, because I speak to everyone about this issue, and people come to me now about this issue and ask me questions. One of the problems we have is that the layperson, the average citizen, whether the United States or globally, they're not aware of this liability immunity provision. I have gone to waitresses, mechanics, everyone here in Michigan and said, are you aware of the fact that if you get this injection from Pfizer and you're seriously injured, you cannot sue the manufacturer? And they don't believe me. I've interviewed no less than 60 Cornell students who were mandated to take the vaccination from either Pfizer or Moderna. None of them knew and none of them were notified prior to the needle that they had no wherewithal, legal wherewithal, with respect to Pfizer or Moderna prior to accepting the jab. This is willful misconduct in the area we call duty to warn. Now, I've written to Governor DeSantis several times, And he was very astute in that he issued a governor's order that makes everyone getting the needle sign away. In other words, he puts them on notice before they accept the needle that, yes, I am aware of the fact that liability immunity exists for the manufacturer of the needle, and therefore I'm consenting to it. Governor DeSantis, to his credit, has done that at the state level. We need to do that at the national level and the global level.
And every state citizen should understand their specific state's constitution as well. I was looking at these just last night. It blew my mind. Take Virginia's constitution just as an example. Here's the first three sections of that state's constitution. Quote, that all men are by nature equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights, of which when they enter into a state of society, they cannot, by any compact, deprive or divest their posterity, namely the enjoyment of life and liberty with the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness and safety, that all power, this is where it gets really important, listen to this, that all power is vested in and consequently derived from the people, that magistrates are their trustees and servants, and at all times amenable to them. To them who? To them, the people. That government is or ought to be instituted for the common benefit, protection, and security of the people, nation, or community, of all of the various modes and forms of government that is best, which is capable of producing the greatest degree of happiness and safety, and is most effectually secured against the danger of maladministration. And whenever any government shall be found inadequate or contrary to these purposes, a majority of the community hath an indubitable, inalienable, and indefeasible right to reform, alter, or abolish it in such manner as shall be judged most conducive to the public weal. Can you imagine if millions of people, I'll just say this, roughly 170,000 people ended prohibition. Can you imagine, Paul, what might happen if millions of Americans actually knew that they were the government, that we don't need to wait until 2022 or 24 or any election cycle? If we don't want Dominion machines, we get rid of them. If we don't want mandates, if we don't want immunity protections, we get rid of them. If we don't feel that our servants are properly serving us, we get rid of them. I've got about 2 minutes left here. Your final words.
I'd like to review for your viewer one of the problems we have in those that claim to be experts in the area from the Trump administration to the COVID-19 issue. Very quickly, 20-minute book review. I mentioned earlier Peter Navarro. Excellent book. It's entitled In Trump's Time. He discusses, for example, vaccines. Anthony Fauci, guess how many times he mentions liability immunity in the context of COVID? Not once. Another excellent book. Excellent book. I recommend it to everybody. It's called COVID-19 and the Global Predators. A book by Peter Bregan and Ginger Bregan. 600 pages. No mention of liability immunity. We all know this book. An excellent book from Robert Kennedy. I've sent enormous amounts of materials to Robert over this COVID-19 pandemic. Guess how many times in nearly 700 pages he mentions liability immunity. But here's the one that really bothers me, Stu. If we go to Harvard University, we have a lawyer named Alan Dershowitz. He refers to himself as a libertarian. In this book entitled The Case for Vaccine Mandates, this libertarian who brings up Judeo-Christian values and how they should persuade us to get the Pfizer needle, nowhere in this book does the lawyer mention the key legal element of COVID-19, which is liability immunity. Not once does he mention that term. And so no wonder the general population doesn't understand. Let me go here. As an automotive executive, one of my most important jobs was safety. Can you imagine if I went into my boss's office and said, hey, you know, we don't need those seatbelts and those airbags and its crashworthiness and
You'd
all that.
You'd be laughed out of there.
We'll just do liability immunity, boss. Yeah. Okay, we can get rid of all of our defense lawyers. We can get rid of all the plaintiff. And when a mother and their child gets hurt in our vehicle, we just say, hey, we got liability immunity. And oh, by the way, we're mandating you to buy it again and put your children in it again. We're going to do with automotive safety what the pharmaceutical industry and what Congress has done with so-called vaccines. Can you imagine how quickly I'd be fired?
Yeah, the notion would be absolutely ridiculous that anybody would accept that on its face. I got to get out of here. I'm running out of time. Paul Sheridan, we're going to have you back again sometime. Really appreciate your insight. Thank you.
Lots of material, Stu. Thank you for having me.
One of the most important rights that you have, if not the single-handed most important right, is 2A, the Second Amendment, your right to keep and bear arms to protect yourself against a tyrannical government. Do I need to draw you a picture? If you don't have a gun, get one. Do not get caught slipping without a gun. If you have guns, get more guns. Use GunsAmerica.com. Whether you're looking for a handgun for personal protection, maybe a shotgun to protect the house, maybe a hunting rifle, doesn't matter. Private party or dealer, buying or selling, use GunsAmerica.com. No transaction fee for transactions within 50 miles. Open up GunsAmerica.com and look at all the people selling guns in your area. It is absolutely awesome. Get the perfect gun that you want when you sign up for the mailing list. You get a $10 coupon off your purchase from a gun outside of 50 miles. Plus, hunt 365, places that you can hunt 365 days of the year. In the field, experts breaking down and reviewing firearms. Amazing site, celebrating 25 years in business. The most trusted platform for online selling and buying guns. Use GunsAmerica.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to GunsAmerica.com.